Chapter 7 Robots and How They Will Change Our Lives. In this chapter, you'll learn about developments in the field of robotics and how they will impact society and the way we do business on a daily basis. This topic is expansive and cannot be covered comprehensively in a single chapter, so I've also included a list of recommended reading for those who would like to delve deeper into particular themes. You'll also discover some of the basic ethical issues that will need to be addressed and how we can prepare to adapt as robots become utilized in more significant ways within the next few years. As you listen, keep in mind that the purpose of robots is to serve humanity rather than the other way around. Robots will soon be an essential part of our everyday lives, both personally and professionally, so it is a good idea to become familiar with their potential uses and limitations early on. Question number 61. What is a robot? Hollywood has created a myriad of movies that depict robots in a negative light, which in turn has negatively affected many people's impressions about robots. However, in reality, robots and automated machines have little in common with those scary creatures we see on the silver screen. Real-life robots, which are extremely complex, were basically created to help with tasks that are too dangerous or difficult for humans, and are predominantly used for good rather than evil. Essentially, a robot is any machine that can be programmed to carry out complex actions. The word robot stems from the Slavic word robota, which means forced laborer. The idea of an intelligent machine has been around since ancient times, with many myths promoting the idea of an artificial human. Many religions feature such characters in their tales. The first electronic autonomous robots, or modern-day robots, were created in Bristol, England in 1948 by William Gray Walter. There is general agreement that for a machine to be defined as a robot by today's standards, it needs to meet the following 7 criteria. 1. It can be electronically programmed. 2. It can process data or physical perceptions. 3. It can work autonomously. 4. It can move around. 5. It can operate some of its physical parts or a process. 6. It can sense and change according to its environment. And finally, 7. It can show intelligent behavior similar to a human being's. Today's robots are most commonly used for industrial tasks such as manufacturing, but they are becoming more and more commonplace for other purposes, for example, medical operating robots, dog therapy robots. They are also increasingly being utilized for tasks that are too dangerous for humans, such as the use of drones in military situations. Since robots were originally created purely for entertainment purposes, many of the early ones were developed to look like animals or humans. However, during the Industrial Revolution, these automated machines began to be used for more practical reasons, for which they no longer needed to look human. Today, robots have come a long way in both aspects, their abilities to look like humans or animals, and their practical capabilities. As a result, there is an enormous variety of robots with different combinations of functions and physical appearances. Over the last few decades, many types of robots have returned to being designed to increasingly look and act more like humans, but they have not yet reached the complexity where they can make their own decisions without pre-programming. Today, one of the most widely recognized robots is the Roomba, a small, circular vacuum cleaner that can adjust to its environment through built-in sensors. Over 14 million Roombas have been sold, according to the CEO of iRobot, the company that makes the Roomba. Roomba works at vacuuming a room based on pre-programmed modes including spot mode, max mode, and dot mode. Each mode instructs the machine to perform a specific task in a specific way. For example, spot cleaning mode causes the Roomba to clean a small area by working in an outward, then inward spiral motion. Roomba is also pre-programmed with reactions to bumping into objects, which causes it to reverse and change paths. Despite how robots are portrayed in movies, there are many types and styles of automated machines, from factory robots to companion ones, all of which are designed to be helpful to humans. Robots are also being used more and more to increase the efficiency and productivity of certain business operations. The warehouses of big e-commerce companies Amazon and Alibaba are operated almost entirely by robots. This creates greater operating efficiency, which in turn allows these companies to offer products and services that are better, faster, and cheaper. Also, different software robots are starting to be used by businesses to handle simple and repetitive tasks, provide predictive analyses, and offer suggestions and recommendations. It is probably safe to say that in the near future, many office workers will have a robot as his or her coworker. Question number 62. How many robots are there? Robots have become commonplace in many industries. In fact, the number of robots being ordered and shipped has dramatically increased over the last few years. The Robotics Industries Association, also called the RIA, has announced record-breaking sales of robots in early 2017, with nearly 10,000 robots ordered in North America alone. Those orders were worth $516 million for the robotics industry. The statistics show a 32% increase over the first quarter of 2016. Shipments of robots have also increased, with over 8,000 being sent to North American companies in the first few months of 2017. That is a 24% increase over the first quarter of 2016. The majority of the robots ordered in early 2017, 53%, were for use in the automotive industry. Robot orders for use in other industries, including metals, semiconductors, electronics, food, and consumer goods, were also behind the boost for the robotics industry. There are now about 250,000 robots being used in various industries in North America, according to the RIA. It has been estimated that there will be over 1.4 million new robots being sent to factories around the world by 2019. Currently, the European Union and China are leading the way, with 65% of EU countries having a high average of industrial robots per 10,000 employees. However, China is expected to reach 40% of the market volume of industrial robots by 2019. Joe Gemma, president of the International Federation of Robotics, was quoted as saying, "Automation is a central competitive factor for traditional manufacturing groups, but is also becoming increasingly important for small and medium-sized enterprises around the world." The Federation estimates that 2.6 million industrial robots will be deployed by 2019. According to statistics, 70% of all robots are currently being used in the automotive, electronic, and metal or machinery industries. The robotics industry saw a record-breaking year in 2015, with 254,000 units sold globally. Question number 63. What types of robots are there? There are many different varieties of robots that have been designed for use in the metal, electronic, and automotive industries, but those are certainly not the only types of robots that have been created. There are a multitude of sizes, shapes, and styles of robots that are used for a wide array of reasons around the world. For example, the medical industry has been using robots for numerous purposes, including surgery, guided vehicles, and lifting aids. Robots have also been designed to help out at home. From vacuum cleaners to lawnmowers, there are robots that have been created to perform various domestic chores. There are also military robots that help with tasks such as bomb disposal and transportation, as well as robots for use in law enforcement environments. In addition, robots have been designed for children's entertainment, such as toy dinosaurs, for hobby, competition purposes, and for space exploration, such as the Mars rovers. In addition to their many purposes, robots also come in a variety of shapes, sizes, and mobility capabilities. These are stationary robots, which can include robotic arms with limited movement, wheeled robots, legged robots, flying robots, and swimming robots. Some of the more fascinating robots are the ones that are human-shaped that have been designed as companions. One such robot, named Pepper, has been created to recognize human emotions. This robot has been used in some stores in Japan and is considered a domestic companion. Pepper has been programmed to recognize emotions based on facial expressions, body movements, and words spoken. The robot then selects a behavior to react to the emotion it recognizes. As technology advances, so does the field of robotics, leading to a vast array of sizes, shapes, and types of automated machines, or robots. From assembling cars to assisting customers in stores, robots have been designed and programmed to perform tasks in many different industries, including manufacturing, the military, medicine, and retail, just to name a few. Question number 64. Which country has the most robots? Many countries have large numbers of working robots, and studies have shown that those countries with the most robots have lower unemployment rates than other countries. In 2016, Japan was considered to be the country with the most operational robots, according to research done by Bank of America and Merrill Lynch. At the time, the country had 310,508 robots. The United States came in second place with 168,623 operational robots, while Germany took third place with 161,988. Recently, South Korea was documented as having the highest density of robots than any other country in the world, according to one media outlet. In addition, the government of South Korea announced that over the next 5 years it will invest $450 million into the robotics industry. In 2016, the International Federation of Robotics published a report which included some interesting statistics on the number of robots per 100 workers in different countries. South Korea was number one with 5.31 robots per 100 workers, while the global average was only 0.69 robots per 100 workers. Figure 7.3 illustrates some other statistics revealed in this report. You can download image 7.3 on the PDF at lasseroyhannon.com/PDF. In one study, researchers found a link between robotics and economic growth. They concluded that 10% of GDP growth and 16% of productivity improvements were linked to the number of robots in a country. While there has been speculation that automation brings higher rates of unemployment, that has not always proven to be true. One economic publication notes that 9 to 12 million new jobs were created by the robotics industry between 2000 and 2016, arguing that those countries with higher numbers of robots are also the countries with lower unemployment rates. The theory behind this is that although robots may replace labor-intensive jobs, they also create new ones in the technology field for robot designers, manufacturers, programmers, and the like. While Asian countries tend to have higher numbers of working robots, Western countries like the United States are not so far behind. It is also clear that the robotics industry will continue to grow in the coming years, as will the creative jobs market along with it. Question number 65. What are some of the home robots? In the future, your home will probably be full of different types of robots performing various tasks that you prefer not to do. There will likely be robots anywhere from your kitchen to your living room to your garden doing things that will help you automate and save time. By saving us time, robots will help enable humans to focus on the things we enjoy doing, rather than filling up our days with the mundane tasks and chores we must do. Following are seven of the most common types of robots that are currently being developed, and some that have already reached the market. Keep in mind, however, that in the future there will be many more advanced versions of these robots. 1. Kitchen robots. One of the most interesting types of kitchen robots currently under development is a cooking one by Mole, which can reportedly prepare over 100 meals by top chefs, including Thomas Keller, Alain Ducasse, and Gordon Ramsay. This robotic kitchen comes with cabinetry, appliances, and two robotic motion capture systems, as well as other features that allow this automated chef to cook sophisticated meals. The company has also been working on a feature that would add a dishwashing and kitchen cleaning element to this product. Mole's robotic kitchen will reportedly be available by 2018 and cost about $15,000. It is quite likely that future homes will be sold with robotic kitchens already installed. 2. Cleaning robots. The most familiar cleaning robot is the Roomba by iRobot. The company is considered an industry leader because it was the first one in this market with a Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner. iRobot was founded in 1990 and first released the Roomba in 2002, according to its website. The company now sells several home cleaning robotic models, including the Brava Jet mopping robot, all of which it is constantly working on improving. iRobot has been developing a variety of other home robotic products as well. Today, there are other companies moving into this space as well, such as BobSweep, iLife, and Ecovacs Robotics, all of which have developed floor cleaning robots. 3. Ironing Robots. Ironing robots promise to be huge time savers, as ironing can be a big headache for busy people. The first ironing robot was the Dressman from Siemens, which will prove to be a valuable utility for those looking to save time. This machine, which is in the shape of an upper torso, works by using hot air on a damp shirt. The shirt is placed on the robot, and the hot air inflates and dries it while removing creases at the same time. 4. Gardening Robots. An innovative robot, called the Turtle, can assist with maintaining a garden by weeding it for you. It can move around your garden, measure the size of every plant, and cut all of those that are less than an inch long. It also has a way to protect your smaller growing plants from being cut. Also, because the Turtle is solar-powered, it can stay right in the garden itself, allowing it to work the ground daily. The Turtle was designed by one of the team members that also worked on the Roomba. 5. Lawn Mowing Robots. There are several companies that have already produced robotic lawnmowers, including Gardena and Husqvarna, among others. However, the current versions of these robots have only received average customer ratings at online stores such as Amazon.com. As with other types of robots, the lawnmower robot will only improve with time. 6. Basic Home Robots. This type of robot is more of a companion style, and many have been designed to recognize human expressions and emotions. Because there are so many companies currently working in this space, there will be a wide variety of home robots on the market in the future. An example of one such companion robot is Curry, which was developed by Mayfield Robotics, a company based in California. Like Curry, many of the home companion robots are still in the early days of design, and thus are rudimentary compared to what we can expect in the future. The home companion robots of the future will likely be equipped to learn about the home and family members, record videos, and help out in a variety of ways. 7. Smart Home Robots. In the future, everything in our homes will be connected through the Internet of Things, also called IoT. It will be commonplace to have robots, and everything will be connected. This will include all the home items like the refrigerator and other appliances, and may even extend to other home items like furniture. Home robots will also be commonplace in the future, and these will be connected to the IoT as well. The creator of the Roomba believes that in the future, all robots will be invisible. Consumers want a spotless floor, not a machine buzzing around underfoot, Joe Jones wrote in a blog post. People want the things a robot can do for them. The robot itself may just get in the way. The positive side of home robotics and smart homes will be that the robots can automate mundane tasks and help us save time. They will allow people to stop doing many of the chores they dislike, leaving them more time to do what they enjoy. However, a possible negative effect could be that people may start to lose the ability to engage and interact with other human beings due to spending too much time with robots in their homes. We must keep in mind that the basic idea of having robots is to help us with tasks, not to change who we are as human beings. Another concern regarding home robots is the possible loss of privacy. Most home robots will be connected to the cloud and might also be capable of recording private conversations and other personal information within the home. Knowing that their privacy could potentially be violated will make many people feel nervous about allowing these robots into their homes. This apprehension will likely cause consumers to adapt to home robots at a slower pace, which in turn will slow down the growth of home robots in general. Question number 66. Which are the most sophisticated robots? Boston Dynamics has emerged as the leading robotics company with the most advanced robots we have seen to date. The company got its start at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also called MIT, as a project with the objective of building robots that maneuvered like animals. The majority of Boston Dynamics' initial robot developments were funded by military contracts. That changed, however, when the company was bought by Google, now known as Alphabet Incorporated, in 2013, and subsequently bought from Alphabet by SoftBank in June of 2017. The reason why Boston Dynamics is so significant is because it was the first company to create and showcase robots that are extremely sophisticated in design and agility. These robots have demonstrated the ability to perform complex tasks that until now have only been seen in the movies. Thanks to social media sites such as YouTube and Facebook showcasing videos of their robotic creations, Boston Dynamics has been getting a great deal of attention. This attention has brought a whole new awareness to the public of what robots can really do and the wide range of possibilities robots provide for enriching our lives. Following are just three examples of the innovative robots Boston Dynamics has designed. 1. Handle. The Handle model of robot is a biped that combines wheels and limbs, giving it lots of strength and mobility. The wheels allow the robot to move quickly on flat surfaces, while the legs give it the ability to handle nearly any terrain. Handle can also make 4-foot jumps, adding to the already impressive 6.5-foot height of the machine. The robot has 10 actuated joints, enabling it to lift heavy items and maneuver in all kinds of spaces. It can travel 15 miles on a full charge at a speed of 9 miles per hour, and comes equipped with both electric and hydraulic actuators. Handle was first featured in a video at the 2015 DARPA Robotics Challenge. Wired magazine has called the robot an evolutionary marvel. 2. Spot. In keeping with its history of robotic animal creations, Boston Dynamics introduced Spot, a robotic dog intended to deliver packages, at the TED 2017 conference. This robot was designed by the company in an effort to find ways to commercialize its creations. Boston Dynamics has been getting Spot to practice delivering packages to employees' homes to help refine its abilities and design. Spot has 12 joints, is electrically powered, and has hydraulic actuation. It has been designed to tackle both indoor and outdoor tasks, and can run for 45 minutes on a single charge. Also, according to the company's website, by using its LiDAR and stereo vision, Spot can sense rough terrain. 3. Spot Mini. A smaller version of Boston Dynamics' robot dog has been designed as a helpful worker in the office, home, and outdoor environments. Spot Mini can carry up to 30 pounds, has 17 joints, and has the ability to climb stairs. Altogether, Spot Mini weighs 25 pounds and can run for 90 minutes when fully charged. The Mini is more mobile than the larger version, and it comes with an arm that can be used to pick up and deliver objects. It also comes equipped with stereo cameras, depth cameras, and position force sensors in the limbs that assist with navigation and mobility. In addition, the company claims that this is the quietest robot they have built. Boston Dynamics CEO Mark Raybert has been quoted as saying that the company's long-range plans are to build robots for everyday use. Raybert said, "Our goal is really to build robots that are equal to or greater than people in terms of their mobility, manipulation dexterity, perception, and intelligence." Raybert also believes that robotics will be bigger than the internet. These robots are just a few examples of those that are being designed today, and there will be many, many more in the future. Because robots will soon be prevalent in the commercial space, now is the time to become more familiar with different types of robots and their capabilities for everyday life. Another company that has been in the media spotlight is Hanson Robotics, which has created an amazing human-looking robot called Sophia. According to the company's website, Sophia can do things like teach kids, help elderly people, and, most remarkably, even mimic human facial expressions. In October of 2017, Saudi Arabia awarded an honorary citizenship to Sophia the robot, a move which was considered by many to be nothing more than a publicity stunt. This was widely believed because of the country's well-known ambition of transforming its oil-dependent economy into a more digitally based one. Also, many experts agree that granting citizenship rights to an inanimate object like a robot could be problematic for several reasons. Question number 67. Artificial intelligence in action. A hotel run by robots? While there are plenty of examples of artificial intelligence being used to assist businesses in the service and hospitality industries, the Henna Hotel in Japan is in a class by itself. This remarkable hotel, founded by Hideo Sawada, is the first in the world to be run by a staff that is composed almost completely of robots. The primary objective of this innovative experiment was to determine whether operating the hotel almost exclusively through the use of robots would maximize its overall efficiency and service. The initial results have been positive, and Henna is already beginning to expand, replicating this hotel in other locations, with the goal of eventually operating similar hotels across Japan and around the globe. Here are three examples of how the Henna Hotel uses robot workers. 1. Receptionists. These robotic receptionists look almost human and can speak English, Japanese, and Korean. 2. Bellhops. These robotic assistants can deliver your luggage directly to your room. Additionally, the hotel is keyless, with rooms being opened based on facial recognition technology. 3. Concierge. This voice-activated concierge bot operates within the hotel room to turn appliances on and off and provide information about the weather and more, all with a few simple verbal commands. There are a variety of other robots utilized at Henna, including one that is available to guard your luggage. To get a better picture of how the Henna Hotel operates, check out the documentary titled Inside the Japanese Hotel Staffed by Robots at youtube.com. In total, Henna has about 140 robots, in addition to 7 human staff members for oversight and quality control. With a team of primarily robotic workers, the management for this hotel doesn't have to worry about overtime pay, vacations, bonuses, or other traditional staffing issues. The Henna Hotel is a key example of how the service industry will be helped by robotic technology, although this hotel may certainly be too extreme for some. Many tourists prefer having a sense of human connection during a hotel stay. In all likeliness, the ideal combination for businesses in the hospitality industry will come from offering a blend of traditional human connection with robotic assistance. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has announced that it will launch a hotel of the future called Flyzoo, located in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou. This hotel will be operated almost entirely by artificial intelligence, with housekeeping being the only service performed by humans. All other hotel-related functions, such as adjusting room temperatures and ordering meals, will be operated by AI-powered technologies. In the future, we will probably see more and more businesses in the service and hospitality industries introducing robotic aides working together with traditional human staff members. As this happens, their focus should continue to be on providing quality experiences and offering excellent customer service. Question number 68. What are some of the ethical questions of life with robots? There is no doubt that the fields of robotics and artificial intelligence will generate a lot of good things in the world. This can include faster research into serious illnesses and their cures, diminishing the number of fatalities and traffic accidents, and helping to stimulate economic growth, among other things. In spite of this, there are still a number of fundamental ethical issues that arise with the use of robotic technologies. One basic premise that has been proposed by experts in the field for years is that the creation of robotic aids should always be done with an eye toward helping us to live better lives, promoting the welfare of mankind. There is no guarantee, however, that every individual or company that implements these technologies will adhere to this guideline. Furthermore, many are likely to encounter complex ethical issues in their search for economic gain using AI tools. As you consider the ways in which robotic and AI technologies can be implemented, here are 5 of the ethical questions you should keep in mind. 1. How can we ensure that robotics will not promote inequality in the world? because it's very likely that a small number of wealthy people will be the first to invest in robotics, it will be very important to create initiatives to spread information and educational opportunities to all socioeconomic groups in regard to the benefits of AI-powered resources. How can this be accomplished? 2. How can we preserve social skills as interactions with robotics increase? Every time a new kind of technology becomes widely adopted, it changes the way people interact, not only with that tool, but also with each other. What are some of the ways we can encourage positive human relationships in the midst of AI technologies so that we don't lose essential communication skills? 3. Should we trust robots fully? Robotic tools are already being used in surgical centers and hospitals, the military, and other potentially life-or-death situations, a trend that is likely to grow. As the use of robotics continues to increase in other industries and for serious purposes, how should we respond if AI tools fail to do what they are supposed to do, or even cause harm? What happens when people begin to doubt their own judgment, relying instead on robots to provide answers to important questions? One idea is to create an ethical black box to be embedded in all robots, which would allow them to explain their decision-making processes, an idea that I firmly agree with. 4. What rights should robots have? While humans have basic intrinsic rights agreed upon and protected by most governments, what rights, if any, should intelligent robots have? 5. How do we effectively legislate the use of robots? As robotic technologies become less expensive and time-consuming to create, what kinds of legislative decisions will we need to make as a society to help us avoid making mistakes with dire consequences in the development and application of these tools? This is just a sampling of some of the ethical issues that need to be addressed now in the early developmental stages of robotic technologies in both the public and political realms. Because it's possible that much of the source code data for robots will be open source, meaning available to everyone, there is great potential for these tools to have a huge impact on our lives, for better or for worse. Already, some of the companies that participate in the development and use of AI tools and robotics have come together to create the Partnership on AI. More information about that can be found at partnershiponai.org. That's partnershiponai.org, which seeks to advance public understanding of AI and robotic technologies and to encourage discussion on related topics. Another similar initiative, which is spearheaded by Reid Hoffman, founder of the Omidyar Network, the Knight Foundation, and LinkedIn, is called the Ethics and Governance of Artificial Intelligence Fund. Currently, however, these initiatives are not widely known, so many people aren't aware of the speed at which robotics are developing and how important it is for individuals, businesses, and even governments to start thinking and talking about the impacts of robotic technologies right now. Question number 69. How can we successfully adapt to life with robots? History has shown that as new technologies come along, most people are slow to adapt, taking time to become familiar and comfortable with the new tools and their impacts and applications. The problem that arises with AI and robotics is that these resources are growing exponentially, making it all the more important to discuss their uses and implications now. One important question is, how can we prepare to adapt for a future in which we live and work with robots on a daily basis? While there is no absolute, perfect answer to this question, one very important thing to keep in mind is that the purpose of robotic aids is to improve our lives in a measurable way. As more AI-powered tools begin to take on the tasks that were once performed by us, it's possible that the original purpose of robotics will eventually be forgotten. We need to remember that robotic tools are here to serve us, not the other way around. While I don't have every answer when it comes to the best ways to adapt to life with robots, here are 10 of the questions you can consider that may help guide your thought process and inspire you to take action. 1. What can you do personally to help society as a whole to adjust to living and working alongside robots? 2. What do politicians and world leaders need to know about robotics and AI to help them to be successful? 3. How can we educate our children about the uses and implications of robotics? 4. How can we foster an increase in the number of educators who can communicate the importance of robotic tools and teach ways to work together with robotic aids? 5. What are some of the ways that educational institutions can develop programs to share positive information about robots? 6. What are some of the important ethical guidelines that should be in place regarding the use of robots, and how can we implement them effectively? 7. How can we ensure that robotic tools are available to all socioeconomic groups? 8. How can we avoid potential drawbacks or harm that may be caused by robots? 9. How do we make sure that everyone in society has the same opportunities to learn about and benefit from robots and robotics, rather than just the wealthy? And 10. How do we make sure that interpersonal communication skills don't suffer in a world where many people might choose to communicate and spend most of their time with robots instead of humans? My own reflection on this is that we urgently need more public education and conversation about the roles of robots in society. We must address issues like how their roles will evolve as they become more popular and lifelike, what their relationships will be to humans, and how the roles of humans may change as a result. We need to engage in these types of discussions and education before there is a major proliferation of human-like robots. If we're not properly prepared in advance, then a sudden influx of these robots could lead to social unrest, including a lot of confused, angry, and otherwise unhappy people. The most important thing is to start taking action now, rather than waiting until advanced robotic technologies have already flooded the market and our lives. International laws and restrictions will play a key role in how robots are created and used within the next few years, so the education of politicians and leaders around the globe should be a core focus surrounding the continued development of robotic technologies. For example, the well-known fast food chain McDonald's has already announced that it will create a new restaurant run completely by robots in the American city of Phoenix, Arizona. I think it's safe to say that in the near future there will be rapidly increasing numbers of McDonald's restaurants operated by robots, as well as many other hospitality businesses where the work is of a routine nature. This will endanger the livelihoods of massive amounts of workers, which could very likely lead to major protests, demonstrations, riots, and other kinds of public unrest. This type of situation represents one of the most important socioeconomic problems that must be dealt with as quickly as possible. Question number 70. What are some recommended resources on robots and robotics? If you're interested in learning about the inner workings of robotic technologies, there are plenty of books related to the technical side of robotics available on Amazon.com. If, however, the applications and implications of these technologies are of interest to you, check out some of the resources that I recommend below. Perhaps one of the most well-known books on robotics and their potential impacts is called Rise of the Robots, Technology and the Threat of a Jobless Future by Martin Ford. This book was one of the first to address the topic of changes in the workforce due to robotics. It illustrates the dramatic implications possible in the future as robots are developed and used in more ways. It particularly highlights the potential for human job loss. For something with a little more focus on the human side, I'd recommend Gerd Leonhard's book, Technology vs. Humanity, The Coming Clash Between Man and Machine, which discusses exponential growth technologies and their possible impact on humans. I especially enjoy Leonhard's focus on the importance of humanity preserving its essence and power over technology, as well as the ethical issues that may arise from these robotic tools. If instead you are interested in learning how to build robots, I would suggest a more interactive resource, the free online course from Udacity entitled Artificial Intelligence for Robotics, which can be found at udacity.com. That's UDACITY.com. This web-based video course is taught by Sebastian Thrun, a German computer scientist who led Google's self-driving car team, and is known as one of the top experts in the field of robotics and artificial intelligence in the world today. Lastly, as a reliable and up-to-date source of quality information on the continued development of robotic technologies, you can take a look at the World Economic Forum's articles on AI and robotics. The World Economic Forum's website is weforum.org. That's WEFORUM.ORG.